And I'm sure, well, I say I'm sure, I shouldn't assume, but I mean, our party and the other guys that are in this race with me, we all have probably a base that's similar, where we're pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and I haven't heard any of those guys. I've came out and told people that currently I'm opposed to the progressive tax for a variety of reasons. But what I have is came to me recently, and I have started to expand on this. I think what, and a lot of this has been realized by the incidents, if you will, that have come out of Springfield with State Senator Sandoval pleading guilty to bribery, Representative Arroyo resigning, and where those chips have fell. So I think before, and not to evade your question, but before we can get to solving or going about these problems, I think one of the biggest problems in the state right now is the people, the constituents out here have lost faith and lost trust in the people that are elected to serve them. And that's created a, for lack of a better phrase, a culture of corruption in Springfield. And I think that has to be, I read an interesting piece the other day that if I remember right, the IEA conducted a poll, and 69%, you probably saw the same poll, 69% said to clean up government was more important to them than improving schools and lowering taxes. And to me, that's pretty telling. So I think that's where we have to start. So I was asked the other night what would be the first thing I would hope to accomplish when I got there. And right off the bat, I would be hopefully a champion or an active participant in some kind of ethics reform. I think it's kind of sad that grown adults that in theory took a got into this as a form of public service have to be chaperoned, if you will, or watched over. But if that's what it takes to regain that trust, because to tackle those issues, I've used this example, 118 representative districts in this state, and virtually half of them are in Chicago and the Collar County. I mean, just with the population the way it is. And I think, this is my personal opinion, a lot of these guys that have gotten in trouble, had FBI investigations, whatever, I think they have gotten up there and you read about them winning re-election by 60, 70 points. So I think they get a feeling of invincibility, and that breeds malfeasance, bad behavior, whatever word you want to call it. I think we there are many ways to describe it, so I think that's wrong that they get to that position that okay, we can do whatever, and in researching this, you can be a lobbyist and be an elected legislator. I mean, I don't have a lot of degrees behind my name, but that just doesn't make sense to me that why that was ever allowed.